Finally tonight, the forgotten story of a Japanese liner sunk by a U-boat off the east coast of Ireland in the closing days of World War I. Nearly 400 people lost their lives on the Hurana Maru, and David James of West Wales Maritime Heritage has been researching the sinking. He's been in contact with Seascapes, looking for some help from the Irish side of the Irish Sea.
Well, it started off when I was a very small boy, and my father told me about a grave in Angle that had 10 Japanese sailors in it. I grew up, and when I retired, I remembered this old tale, and I thought, well, what is it? So I went to Angle, I found the grave, and there was no marker on it. I did some research. I found that the bodies came from a ship called the Hurana Maru, which was torpedoed on the 4th of October 1918, just before the end of First World War. She had 319 passengers, and all but 20 of them were lost. The U-boat that sank them was the UB-91. The destroyer supervising the convoy was the USS Sterrett, which was based in Cobh, which was Queenstown then, as you know. When the people were dead in the water, they didn't bother to pick them up. The bodies were washed ashore in Pembrokeshire. They were found, they were buried in Angle and several other churchyards in Pembrokeshire, but only two of the churchyards had wooden memorials, which rotted away. Hence, the graves were not marked. I did a little bit of research, and I found that the company that owned the Hurana Maru was still in existence. So I sent a letter to Tokyo, told them the story, and they said, yes, we know about the Hurana Maru, we know about the people on it, but we didn't know what happened to the bodies, and they were extremely interested. But following on from that, they said, well, what's the cost of this memorial? So I gave them the idea, oh, we'll pay, as quickly as that. And so the memorial was duly erected.
Do you know what the Hurana Maru was doing in the Irish Sea at the end of First World War?
Oh, yeah. Well, Japan at the time was our ally. And so it was quite normal for the Hurana Maru, a Japanese passenger liner, to be in our waters. Japan, it's not realised much, but she was a staunch ally of the British in World War I, and she defended our Pacific and Indian Ocean interests, and Japanese Navy were allowed to use British bases in both the Pacific and the Indian Ocean. So they were staunch allies at the time.
And where was that ship coming from and going to?
Well, she left Liverpool on the 2nd of October 1918, She travelled south down the Irish Sea. She met the convoy escort somewhere in the Irish Sea, and she was heading initially for South Africa and then on to Yokohama in Japan.
Now, there were nearly 400 people on board. You believe that many of the bodies were washed up in Ireland, and you've been onto the Maritime Museum here in Ireland looking for some help.
Well, a lot of bodies were washed up in Pembrokeshire, at least 20 were washed up in Pembrokeshire, and since the ship was 200 miles off the Pembrokeshire coast, I thought it wouldn't be unreasonable to assume that some bodies would have washed up in Ireland, so hence the inquiry.
Have you had any results?
I've had some people coming back, but it seems a little bit vague. I think, on reflection, that was the time of the trouble, so it may not have sort of played a very big role in the Irish awareness at the time.
But you think now that those bodies were washed up in Ireland, maybe at the very end of 1918 or so, and they are buried somewhere?
Yes, I hope so. And I'd very much like to find out, because the Japanese themselves are extremely interested.
Have you been able to look up contemporary reports of the sinking?
From the British side, yes, I've got a tremendous amount of information on it.
If people do have information about Japanese people who may have been buried somewhere along Ireland's east coast, your West Wales Maritime Heritage, dnjames1938@gmail.com.
That's me.